today and sunny all day. Good morning. My name is Justin Barney, and here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04 a.m. Many of Tennessee's rural counties have elected constables. It's like a sheriff, but the elected office is a one-man agency. In many places, it's technically an unpaid job. But it hasn't been for Tim Fowler. He's the current constable of Bradley County near Chattanooga. And according to the Chattanooga Times Free Press, Fowler has brought in more than $100,000 from U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement. It's come in the form of stipends for transportation upgrades, tactical equipment, and invoices for law enforcement work carried out on ICE's behalf. Some of that work is carried out in other states, including South Carolina, and he's not alone. The Free Times Press reports that 9 other Tennessee county constables have signed agreements with ICE. Unpaid constables generally have to buy their own vehicles, uniforms, weapons, and equipment. A Montgomery County judge denied a request to lower the bond for a controversial live streamer charged with attempted murder. Dalton Etherly, known as Chud the Builder online, is accused of shooting a man in the torso outside a courthouse in Clarksville last month. Yesterday, he asked the judge to lower the bond, which is set to $1 million. Fox 17 reports that he argued that he has ties to the community, no prior criminal convictions, and poses no threat to the community. The judge said no. However, multiple people shared that their intent is to come up with the money to get Etherly out of jail. Meanwhile, he faces separate charges in Nashville for disorderly conduct and allegedly refusing to pay a restaurant bill at the Omni Hotel. And the FIFA World Cup starts next week. The Japanese men's national team chose Nashville as its base camp city, meaning that they will eat, sleep, and train here for the entirety of their World Cup run. Nashville wasn't even on FIFA's list of approved base camp cities, though. Japan went off the books to pick us after getting a pitch from Masami Tyson, a Japanese native who is also Mayor Freddie O'Connell's chief of staff.
To Tokyo, I carved out half a day, kind of did a hard pitch and answered any questions that board members had. So I'm sure that was helpful. In fact, they told me that was really helpful.
The team, the Samurai Blue, is in FIFA's top 20 teams in the World Cup. Hear everything you need to know in the future later this hour. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.